This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get. Except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
IGN GameScoop.
Ah, it is that time of year again. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special E3 2011 edition of IGN GameScoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. With me this week is Greg Miller.
Hi, Damon Scoop.
Arthur Geese is here.
Hi.
And Sam Claiborne
is here. So happy to be back. Thanks, Damon.
Yeah, it's been too long. Gentlemen here joining me in the room. Greg has his tall beer here.
Ladies, were you going to say ladies?
I was going to say. Well, I said ladies and gentlemen a second ago.
It's not just a ladies' beer.
No, it's not a ladies' beer, actually. This is the beer that was sent in from our listener that we mentioned last week. Your name is Casey.
Good old champ. We liked him so much. This is the Devil's Pirates private stash.
Thank you so much.
Devil's Privates?
There's a lot of stuff on here. Hell's Keep. Style Golden. Ayo.
Gentlemen, 1 week from now, E3's going to 1 week from right now, E3's going to be over.
I'll be drinking a beer just as big.
Yeah, probably true.
And this year, LA will not be on fire.
But that was linked to a basketball game last year.
Right, exactly.
I'm actually kind of disappointed in that. That was really exciting last year when the riots.
Watching the city burn.
Yeah, it was true. Finding that burned out car.
It's lovely down here.
I really should be getting my sleep this weekend for E3, but I can't because I'm too excited.
I will not
be sleeping.
No.
Are you going to run around in your footy pajamas, like stay, get it to the top of your stairs?
Yes. He's going to wear them off the plane.
I wonder what we can tell the listeners about what our E3 experience is specifically like. I think most of us arrive on Sunday in LA.
Yeah.
We've got we're split amongst two hotels in downtown LA.
Most of us are in one though.
Yeah, well, you know, the same.
The better half.
And then we have a war room where we all work during E3. The war room is at a hotel.
Tell them where.
No,
they'll come. They'll come a knocking.
It's not actually in the convention center this year.
Is this all familiar stuff to you guys? I haven't been before. So this is my first E3. But
well, the hotel war room.
All the places,
is new.
The places are the same for you guys, right?
The hotel war room is new.
Well, new hotels that we're staying in. Yeah, in the past few years, the war room has actually been at the convention center.
What about the show? Once you walk in those doors, do you recognize everything? You know, like Nintendo's here.
Yeah, the big
like
places,
don't
the big,
change around
the big
much,
booths
right?
have the same spots every year, for the most part. Press conferences kick off on Monday. Monday morning with Microsoft, and then Sony's in that evening, and then Tuesday morning is Nintendo, and then the show.
Don't
floor.
Forget Ubisoft.
So wait,
what Greg. New driver San Francisco ailments will they have to talk about?
Greg, who has it worse? Me, who has to go to the Microsoft press conference and be there at like 7 or
and get free stuff. free Xboxes.
Or you have to be at the Sony press conference, which morphs into an event immediately following.
I think you have it worse, because you figure I'm sitting pretty. The majority of games I have to cover are Sony games, and I will be done Tuesday morning with those. And then it's just, I coast, I go see WWE, and I say, I've already seen this. Give me a beer. And they go, okay. The beer can comes out.
You know, you guys have it a little bit easier than Nintendo, because you guys are rolling into this actually knowing some of the games that are going to be there. We know zero.
Yeah, that's the thing about Nintendo.
Zero games that we know about.
I can tell you everything Sony has.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Even for Microsoft, they just added another event on us.
Yeah, so there will be surprises, right? I mean, there's still going to be surprises.
There will be surprises right up to the day.
At a point, wasn't there, or is there still, a Microsoft event during a Microsoft event? There's two events happening at the same time? Or
no,
get
there's
changed?
A Microsoft event Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights, and all of them go to midnight.
Are they all about Kinect? Are they all showing me Kinect?
No, one of them is a Kinect. One of them is Gears of War. I don't think that's spilling any beans. And one of them is for Forza.
Maybe.
Car game.
If that's public knowledge, it's for Forza. And if it's not, it's not for Forza.
Right.
It's for Pikachu.
Newsflash. Forza exists and Microsoft wants you to buy it.
There's just so much to talk about. I don't know. We can't cover all this stuff in an hour. But
so we're doing 2 hours.
Oh, God.
One thing of note, today... Or I guess late last night, the PlayStation Store finally
back from the dead
returned.
Yep.
So it is back now, Greg Miller. You can confirm this?
Yes, you can buy things. I went on last night and looked at things.
Mm-hmm. What about if I'm in Japan?
Oh, no. They're slowly rolling it out.
So it's still not back there?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't.
Because they're having some kind of conflict.
Greg's not Japanese.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Greg's really worried about where Greg
Miller almost is. Thought that the DSi store was going to beat it.
Oh, yeah.
It came close. It's like within 3 days.
Yeah. Sunday when the DSi
it's
story?
June 6th.
So that's Monday, I think.
Yeah, Monday.
You heard what happened to Sony today, right?
Which part?
The Sony Pictures million user ID password leak.
Nah, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Sony Pictures happened.
Yeah. I don't know why they have so many people.
Every time Arthur walks past my desk, he brings some like looming disaster knowledge about Sony.
Totally.
You just totally troll that stuff all day, man.
It's because Colin
hear what happened to Sony? I know that's why. It's because he stands right next to Colin, just like this tells us something.
Are you
really,
SEC
really, really lols?
No.
There's a Twitter guy who claims to be with the hackers, and he's always like tweeting that, oh, you don't even know, Sony. We're making off with it right now. You can't stop us.
I mean, it's a little bit of gallows humor. I don't think it's that funny. I mean, my personal information got fucking compromised just like everybody else, so.
Yeah. Mine too, but I think it's fucking hilarious.
I think it's pretty funny.
Goddamn thing.
You have a strange sense of humor.
So.
Hey, Kevin Butler came back today, too. That was the big news. That's the big one. I haven't gotten the news story up. I've been very busy.
Scoop?
But he tweeted. Started tweeting after like a month outage.
Does that change your mind? Does that change your mind about Kevin Butler being at Sony's press conference?
I talked about it today on Beyond. And
I
made
out there with like a Rip Van Winkle beard?
See, that's the thing. No, because that was his tweet. His tweet was, I just shaved off the most epic beard ever. I don't think he'll be there.
The obvious joke.
I don't think he'll be there.
He's still not thinking.
I still think that it's too fresh and it's a serious matter, like Arthur
said. Too soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you forgotten?
No. About my Pentagon?
No.
I could see how that would
make sense.
All
the loved ones that I lost?
So
all the people that were blown away.
They wouldn't want to trivialize something that affected so many people.
Totally, right?
Do you think Microsoft's going to put some salt in that wound?
No, I don't think so.
It would be in poor taste, wouldn't it?
They'll show some graphs about how they did this or that, and then they'll move on and... Show
like, look at our activity for May.
Well,
they like show a graph, and like our first competitor. Look at them.
They're not generally in the habit of talking about their competitors very much.
Are any of the first parties?
No.
Nintendo likes to talk some shit.
Yeah, I mean,
they won't talk about their online competitors.
I guess they did say last year at their conference they said that you look stupid if you wear 3D glasses, basically, and they're so like that's why we've got the 3DS glasses free 3D.
And they like to dig into Apple a little bit.
Mm. Sony made a jab last year at Microsoft about the Kinect ponchos and all that junk. It's Hillary always has a great quote about IGN, right? Like, we don't talk shit much like in a public forum ever or anything, right? About like our competitors
bad forum. I mean,
exactly. But like our competitors in the video game industry like to occasionally post jabs and be mean and try to hate on IGN. And it's like Hillary always says, Coke never talks shit on Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pepsi's number two. It's always trying
but
to
But Hillary talks shit. So
but he doesn't. Not in a public forum.
Not publicly. Too.
All he does is talk shit. Stupid Hillary.
I don't know. He did some Twitter bombs today. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he actually had a couple clever jabs today that I was excited
about. Oh, yeah. About
everybody should follow Hillary.
The best one was, since we got a bunch of exclusives this week, does that mean that certain websites won't cover those games anymore?
Yeah, he thanked, he said that IGN has been killing it with E3 exclusives and thanked like Warner Brothers, Sony, and a whole bunch of other companies. And they said, sorry if this means other websites won't cover you anymore.
I also follow Kotaku on Twitter.
Oh, it's so good.
All your video game related taco news.
Yeah, the best day at Kotaku was when Steven Tortilla became a part of the Kotaku family.
Oh, it's so good. Okay, so Greg,
yeah, but
Sony conference,
yeah,
lay it on us. What's again? What's
well,
the tone of the
tell
conference?
You everything.
Be? What's
it? I think it'll be a focus on games. I think they will come.
It's going to be like, okay, disaster is behind us. Let's move forward.
I think it'll come out and there'll be an apology again. I think, hey, what's up? You know, it's been a rough go. This is sucked.
You really
for
think they'll even address it?
They have to. Yeah.
Like, I mean, why? It's like a big. This is the future press conference.
It's not an. It's like a blue whale in the corner.
Exactly.
Of the
you can't come out there.
I think it is for us, but this is such like a public facing thing.
It's been on the news for weeks.
Exactly.
The fucking
it went off the news for a while.
Think about all the people, Sam, who don't read IGN and don't use that and don't like. They don't get a daily update from Sony in there.
So they need. So why would Sony come on and be like, "Hey, just so you guys didn't hear this yet, we screwed everybody."
No. It's all about recovery now. They talk about the recovery.
A member of Sony is going to testify before Congress about this. People know about it.
It's Kevin Butler, right?
That would be a great move. On
all I'm
part.
Saying is that they should have an "I'm sorry" press conference and then like separate that out from their game stuff. Because I don't want to hear them say "I'm sorry."
They're going to
but
get
it's
ready
not
for
just,
it, hat in hand.
I mean, the press conferences ostensibly aren't just for gamers; they're for shareholders and buyers and other people in the industry. You know. I mean, in the last 4 or 5 years, it's obviously become a lot of theater.
Well, we'll meet back here and see if they come out and apologize, because I don't think they will.
I mean, if Nintendo's conferences have shown you nothing else, it's that they're aiming at an audience beyond just, like, our audience.
Yeah, well, they're selling to that audience. Nobody else is, though, right?
Yeah. So, all the first parties have their conferences.
Right.
There's also, like, third-party conferences, I guess, like Ubisoft and Electronic Arts.
And there's some Konami stuff today.
That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Konami usually has a press conference, but this year they're trying something new, which I think is actually pretty smart.
I think it's a great idea. The gist
I'm sure
because we don't
do,
have to be there.
You don't have to go to the
exactly.
press conference.
Well, no, not even that.
Not being mean, but generally the Konami press conference is not the most exciting place to be at E3.
Not being mean, I think most non-first party.
Say that about the Ubisoft conference.
Totally, yeah. And that's why they bring in a Jamie Kennedy or a Joel McHale, because they're trying to keep it, you know, ha-ha.
Really bad.
Now let's talk about our thing.
EA does a pretty good job of having...
Well, they have huge games like Battlefield and... Mass Effect.
I think a lot of us are like personally interested in Konami games, so it's always exciting just to see what they have. But you know, you don't need to sit through an hour-long press conference.
I'll be right back. E3's always calling, Damon.
Oh my god!
I'll be right back. It'll take 2 seconds.
Okay.
I swear. And if it wasn't for a major exclusive game, I wouldn't do it.
Okay. Whoa. Well, okay. So I was going to talk about the Konami stuff, but we'll wait to get back, and maybe Arthur can tell us a little bit about.
It rhymes with unrarded.
Maybe Arthur can speak a little to Mass Effect 3.
I played Mass Effect 3 a couple
you
weeks
played
ago.
It. Now, this is what we talked, we hinted at this last week. I said we saw a demo at Judges Week that was very underwhelming. And this was a Mass Effect 3 demo.
Okay, so I suppose watching it could be underwhelming, but being the one who was lucky enough to actually play it,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't underwhelmed because I was engaged by what was going on, which mm-hmm. is a complete redefinition of the way that Mass Effect plays when you're shooting things.
Mm-hmm. How is the Kinect dancing part?
That's going to be one of the demos I give it E3.
Okay. So we can wait on that.
So basically, yeah. we got a short demo that was just combat. It was a shooting section.
I mean, Hillary as a judge got a different demo entirely.
Which he, in his article's up on IGN too.
Yeah.
You can read his.
We had a pair of Mass Effect previews just cuddling all day mm-hmm. today.
It's adorable.
So, I mean, to crib the first line from my preview, Mass Effect 3 plays like a shooter.
Mm-hmm. Down to the grenades, right?
Do they bounce now? They do. They behave like grenades. I mean, who would have thought that Mass Effect would have friggin' grenades?
You like the shooter elements of 2 and stuff, though, right?
You know, so I mean...
Just going into it?
I thought the shooter elements of 2 were functional. I didn't think they were very good. I mean, like, you play a game like Gears, you play any other, like, really competent third-person shooter, and then you go to Mass Effect, and it's... There's a very clear difference in how well your character moves and how responsive it is, like how the guns perform when you're shooting at stuff. And it's not, I mean, it plays like a game made by an RPG company who is trying to make a game where you shoot things.
Hmm.
And Mass Effect 3 is really bridging the gap between what Mass Effect used to play like and what a shooting game should feel like.
Hmm.
So your character is way more responsive. The animation is smoother. It's easier to react to threats, like whether they're far away or close.
You got some sticky cover in there?
There is some sticky cover in there. Moving from cover to cover is useful. I didn't feel
what,
like
what were you shooting at? Are you shooting at people?
I was shooting at Cerberus operatives.
Ah, those guys.
So Cerberus, who were your allies in the last game, are
spoilers.
Not your friends anymore.
It's not really spoilers.
I mean, anyone who played Mass Effect 2 should, like, who finished it should understand the deal.
Yes.
So it just, it feels a hell of a
were
lot
you on a planet or a spaceship? Or?
I was on the Solarian homeworld of Sirkesh, if I remember
correctly. Sirkesh, wow.
Yeah. Solarians are the guys with big almond eyes and kind of a two-pointed...
Yeah, the sort of stereotypical alien dudes.
The ones, doctor.
Morden. Morden is there, but not part of your party.
And they're like on a swamp world or something like that?
It's like a weird kind of jungle world with a lot of water.
It's Dagobah.
Sort of.
Is it safe, safe for droids?
No, it's really brightly lit.
It is? Okay.
And you're there ostensibly to rescue a Krogan princess because you're
Sounds
flying.
Sexy.
She looked weird.
Now, I think when
she's
you first
fertile.
Told me that...
Which is a big
she's
deal.
She's fertile, yeah.
It's a big deal
that.
For the Krogans.
Yeah,
so I pictured like a Krogan female looking like Jabba the Hutt. That's just what I thought.
She's a Krogan
like
a big, female.
Like
she's a big lady.
To,
we'll say she's a big lady.
You'd have to all get under her and walk her out.
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
She could squirt out some Krogan, so whoa, she's really important. So you're there. Rex is there in some capacity. We heard him on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Unless you killed him.
Unless you killed him. And I imagine that applies to everybody. Liara will be there no matter what. I imagine, because of the events of the Shadowbroker DLC. But
well, and you never had a chance to kill her.
Right. You never had the chance to get her killed, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, my Morden, I guess, wouldn't be there if he died in Mass Effect 2. Garrus wouldn't be there if he died in Mass Effect 2. Rex wouldn't be there if you sucked it up in the first one and didn't let him live.
Did you get to see the Normandy at all?
I think that... No, I saw the Normandy's shuttle go by, and that's what Rex was in. The Normandy was in orbit.
I like that ship.
So yeah, it just...
I should say, I have no doubt that Mass Effect 3 will be fantastic when it comes out.
Right, it's
just, I was talking about the disappointing demo.
But compare exactly. But when they like showed Mass Effect 2 for the first time, they showed that incredible opening sequence where the Normandy was destroyed and Shepard died. And we're like, oh my god,
right,
Mass Effect 2.
That's the
and then
Mass
they just show like a shooting bit of Mass Effect 3.
Right, that's
like,
the part of Mass Effect 2 where it goes from zero to boner in like a minute.
Exactly.
So do you think you'll see something different like on the floor?
I think they'll show something different at E3,
They have to.
It'll be a much more exciting.
For you guys, it was like watching your random buddy play a bit of an action RPG. You know, so I mean,
that's what it was like.
So for you, it was boring. For me, it was like a revelation almost.
Why? Did we already cover this? I can listen to it when it posts.
It's so cleaned up, like from a combat perspective. Like it
felt smoother.
Yeah,
but I wonder if you're not playing as a soldier class, how much of a shooter does it feel like?
I don't think that they're going to change the way it controls from class to class. It'll just affect the weapons that you have and the abilities that you have and maybe the damage you can take.
But I mean, throwing people around and stuff is pretty different from shooting. You know?
Right.
Yeah. That's how I like to play. I'm never the soldier.
I think that the powers will probably work a little more smoothly.
I got you.
But I mean, they said that every class has the instant melee kills that the class I was playing
which
as.
Which I thought was a cool idea. I didn't like
how
they were being executed.
It seemed like you were having some trouble executing them, but...
I mean, it just it's a wind-up, you know? And also, I mean, the game is in a shape
It's not
of a game that's not coming out for about 7 or 8 months.
Mm-hmm. And it got delayed, technically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, until next year.
So,
question. But, I know EA was disappointed with Mass Effect 2 sales originally on Xbox 360, even though it's a phenomenal game. So do you think making it more like a shooter, is there a way to try and draw more people in? Because shooters are super popular.
And we were all afraid about multiplayer, right? That could be...
Right, and now we know that that's not going to be in there, so there's that.
And it's not in Batman either, so we dodged another bullet. But they made a separate Batman game that is a shooter, right? So they didn't need it in Arkham
Everybody
Asylum.
Loves shooting things, so why not combine him with a character who is so anti-shooting things?
They already made that game. Though.
They didn't even really combine it with that character, right? Because Batman's not really... You don't play as Batman.
And Batman's not in the title either, right? Them.
Did you ever play...
It's just City Imposters,
Gotham City Imposters, right?
Did you ever play the Genesis Adventures of Batman and Robin game?
Yes.
That was a shooter. That was like a shooter.
Well, so was Batman. I mean, the Tim Burton Batman movies, you run around shooting people.
I don't remember that part.
He had guns in the Batman movies?
No. Yeah, Batman Returns, he fucking murders people straight up. The Batmobile drives
like,
and machine guns come out of
the Batmobile.
I'm
sorry, I'm trying to think of Batman carrying a machine gun around, gunning people down.
Okay, now I'm caught up.
Although I do kind of like that image.
We're not afraid of you, Bat. You don't kill anybody.
In the original Detective Comics, didn't he carry a gun?
I mean, what, from like 1971? That didn't sound
1971,
old.
1971. Oh, the new Adams Batman created a gun.
You're a comic book
fan. And took acid and did dope.
And why doesn't Batman dance anymore?
Had a little fedora with just a bat symbol on it.
Yeah, precisely. He was.
I don't think
shadow.
That's how it started. I don't think he was actually a detective, Arthur.
He was Sandman. But yeah, Mass Effect 3, it plays a lot better than it did, and it makes me more excited for it.
Don't drag Golden Age to shit into this. The Superman straight up killed people too back in the day.
Did he?
Yeah, I want to leave here.
Greg, what did Konami announce during its video presentation that it aired all over the world today?
It announced that everything old is new again.
It did.
Really?
Plus Yoshi.
Yeah, plus Yoshi.
So what did it show us about Metal Gear Rising?
Metal Gear Rising, it showed a lot of concept art and Kojima saying that it is not going to be at E3.
Not going to be there.
It's coming out as predicted in 2012.
But he's just trying to surprise us.
You think so? He's going to pop out of a box?
Yeah.
So Metal Gear Fruit Ninja 2012.
Well, we can say, I think we can say this, but they're working on a trailer for Metal Gear Rising. This is what we were told. I think we can share this.
Working on a trailer?
No, and they're the trailer is supposed to be blow us away, and it's a very expensive endeavor.
Can we announce who's
like 15 minutes long, and we can't pause it?
I don't know.
Can we talk about who's making it?
I don't know who's making it. I don't know if it's
okay.
I don't know.
You were hoping for,
but it's coming later this year.
I know who's making it.
Oh, you do know who's making it?
Yeah, okay. It's the developer behind Bayonetta.
Oh, the game.
I'm
just talking about the trailer for the game that they're working on.
That's a rumor. Today during the Konami pre-3 press conference thing, they were at Kojima Studios and they came out and said there's a lot of rumors on the net, and they brought out the guy who's the lead creative, whatever he is, and he didn't say anything about Platinum. But they acknowledged that there are a lot of rumors about the game out there, but they did not say at any point that Platinum Games were working on it.
But they did talk about this trailer.
No,
they just told us that.
Pulling this from
this is an actual genuine scoop.
I don't understand how Hideki Kamiya could actually make a Metal Gear game like that. This a concept so foreign to me.
Well, it's all sword fighting and stuff.
I guess, but maybe if they're just going to completely abandon everything Metal Gear for Rising.
I think it's going to be like a Ninja Gaiden type, like Bayonetta brawler.
Maybe it'll be a Metal Gear I'm interested in playing.
Ooh.
I didn't say that to be a dick. I didn't say Metal Gear sucked. I just said I didn't like it.
No, that's fine. Don't worry. We're allowed not to like
Actually, Metal Gear 4 is not good.
That's my favorite one.
I can see people going back and forth.
It's your favorite one, really?
Yeah. I don't like the series.
I thought it was fan service.
It is a very contentious
and
game.
And I gave that game a hell of a chance. I went through 4 chapters of Metal Gear Solid 4
that
before
game
I stopped.
Has its lovers and its haters.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It did teach me how to cook an egg.
Be very careful. Don't touch the sides!
Exactly.
Konami announces at the end. Oh, you have something to say?
No, I'm just going to derail the show, so don't worry about me.
Well, they announced the new Contra. Contra's coming back.
Dude, the C-shaped explosion?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That was their big teaser. Oh, but before we go!
One more thing! Because I didn't say it, because I was waiting for them to say it.
Same studio that did Castlevania?
We don't know.
We don't know anything about it, yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this, but Dame and I were huge fans of the last Contra game. It was
awesome. Contra Hardcore.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even a Contra.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Uprising. Hardcore Uprising. Yeah,
so I don't know if they can even call... This probably won't be like that, because it's using a C, which means it's not going to be like Hardcore Uprising.
If I had to guess, I'd say it'd be like what they did with Castlevania Lords of Shadow, making a big 3D adventure retail game.
So it'd be like buying a Commando.
Yeah.
Rearmed.
Exactly.
Right? No, not Rearmed. What was the one?
Well, buying a Commando.
Yeah, that's what they called it. Okay.
So what, they'd have to turn it into like a third-person shooter, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
That sounds more like an Ikari Warriors reboot than a Contra game.
Hey, I'd be down for an Ikari Warriors reboot.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Come on. And a Heavy Barrel reboot? Let's see.
Top down.
Yeah.
Can we get some Jackal up in this bitch?
Yes. Jackal. Well, speaking of... So Jackal, there's Gatling Gears recently came out on XBLA. That reminded
is that like
people
Jackal?
Of, yeah, it is. And also Renegade Ops. Renegade Ops, the guys that did Just Cause 2 are making this downloadable game, Renegade Ops. And it's a top-down vehicular combat game.
No way.
Very much like Jackal.
Nice.
So there's Jackal out there.
Pick up the POWs.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Damon.
Is that like the thing you shoot out that has the explosion goes in 4 directions?
Damon, you let the train get off the tracks.
I'm sorry, Greg. What's the matter?
We're still not talking about the biggest Konami news ever.
Which is?
Transfaring.
Transfaring? What is that?
Transfaring is Konami or Kojima's...
It's not a spelling error.
It's his new lifestyle, he says. And what it is, Damon, is the ability to play games on your home console, your PS3, and then take that save onto your PSP, and then continue.
Not the NGP?
No. Well, it's a 3-step plan.
Okay.
I'll get to it.
Okay.
He had many a card to show you this during the presentation. All right, take the
I
save
wish
to the
he was
PSP.
Making this up too. He's
oh yeah, this is word for word.
Not even transferring. Like he is 100% accurate.
And then you take it on. You play that same save in the same game on your PSP. Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker is the only transferring title we know of. That works. That's really great to go. And then you come home. You put the save back on there. You pick up a game where you left off, buddy. And now, what you said, what about the NGP? Mm-hmm. I'm showing you slide two now that he has on cardboard.
Rock our world, Greg.
It's going to be that in the future, he sees it being that, yeah, you can play on your PS3.
So he can't even confirm that it's going to be.
Or
he
your
just
NGP.
Could see it happening.
Hold on.
Wait, was he announcing this with the little camera on him while he's moving the cards and
yeah.
he's overdubbed?
Yeah, yeah. And Mark McDonald.
What was up
there.
With that? That was the weirdest
thing. Was Mark McDonald doing the translation?
No, he was just sitting next to him, talking to him.
No, there was like an overdubbed voice.
Anyways, though, you're all missing the big one. Then, here comes, buddy, third cardboard slide. Kojima says that one day he sees them being that you got you got a PS3 and you got an NGP, and it's the same experience everywhere you go. Games designed to play exactly the same on both.
I understand that he thinks that several years after that, you'll be able to carry a phone around with you and make calls.
pour me some of that sugar there.
Okay.
You know,
there we go.
They also announced some collections. All right,
let's get.
Yeah,
so that's exciting.
Okay,
that's
cool so shit. Metal Gear, is it every Metal Gear Solid game up to 3?
No, it is Metal Gear Solid 2, 3, and Peace Walker.
On Xbox 360 and PS3.
Correct.
Yeah, and Zone of Enders 1 and 2 on
Xbox 360
and PS3.
Mm-hmm.
That reason fucking being blows my mind.
Much easier to upscale PS2 games from PS1 games, right?
They're closer. Yeah.
They would have to like totally redo the graphics for Metal Gear Solid, the first game.
And these aren't emulations,
they did that for Twin Snakes.
I would fucking love to get Twin Snakes up in this bitch. Hmm. Come on. No, I bought a
game. It would have been unlockable. And there's a hint about Twin Snakes in there, the little Yoshi figurine, which I brought up earlier.
Well, now that's the 3DS trailer.
Who directed the cutscenes? Oh, yeah, that's
the 3DS trailer. Then you're wondering is the Yoshi at the end of the 3DS trailer mean that you're getting Ape Escape-like games? You know, because remember in Metal Gear 3 Subsistence, you had the Ape Escape content in there.
See, I think that's the wrong connection to make there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm talking about in Twin Snakes. That little Yoshi figurine is on top of a computer in Twin Snakes. Mm. Like, that's directly out of that. And Mark Ryan is saying you shoot the frogs in. I don't want to talk about it. This is too
You can't
complex.
Believe Mark Ryan. Guys. He is a teller.
But no, but you can watch their Rewind video, which is really, really good. Or Rewind Theater.
Oh, I haven't had a chance yet. I look forward to that.
It's good.
Okay. And there's Zone of the Enders.
Yeah, 1 and 2.
Collection.
That's again, really good. Mark Ryan standard.
Yeah, and I've actually never played those games.
Really?
Yeah.
The first one was a mech game.
The second one's supposed to be much better.
The second one is a mech game also.
I believe the second one I held for a second. Because there was the Metal Gear Solid demo in it.
What I mean to imply,
right? Yeah, and then I threw it on the ground and put Metal Gear in and never
What I mean to imply is that Zone of Enders was like one of those PlayStation 2 games where you're playing it thinking, this is a PlayStation 2 game with robots. Oh, cool, Metal Gear Solid 2 demo.
We like robots. We like mechs, though, right?
Yeah.
Damon, when's this going live?
Tomorrow.
Let me tell you about a trailer you have to go watch right now on IGN.
It's not the Zone of the Enders one, because that's just Kojima holding a piece of cardboard.
That's true. We've briefed you on that. However, this morning, on Friday, we posted an exclusive E3 Twisted Metal trailer, and there are fucking mechs in it.
What?
There's a Sweet Tooth mech.
What?
You're getting in a clown face mech. It's a really good trailer.
Wow.
Like, Twisted Metal I'm excited about. Like, I played a little bit. I was like, oh, cool, car combat. This was like...
Arthur's such a Sony hater.
And now you know what? I just don't like Twisted Metal. I've never.
Can you watch? You watch the trailer?
Like, I didn't like Twisted Metal. I never liked Vigilante 8.
I'm not a Twisted Metal fan either.
Me neither.
I will check out the trailer.
I'm not a fan. I'm
Max,
not saying,
though.
Yeah,
I do like me some God of War though. So more power to David.
Dude, Truckosaurus, fucking awesome.
All right, let's just watch it right now, David.
I remembered a question I wanted to ask you about Sony's conference. Sony obviously has a lot of great exclusives this year. Totally blows Microsoft.
Yeah,
Microsoft out of the water in terms of exclusives this year. But we know about a lot. Is Sony going to announce any new exclusive at their show?
Right, they have to talk about 2012. Because right now, the only thing you have to talk about would be, okay, well, they're not in. We have heard so little out of Last Guardian. We know
that's
that
the thing.
It goes back and forth.
We know it's not going to be at E3.
Yeah.
So will they show it at their press conference?
It's just
usually
the same trailer from last
year. Usually, the games they have at the press conference, they have ready to show at E3.
I would expect. I mean, they have to talk about 2012. It's got to be 2012 focus, and I think you do that by
Crash Bandicoot.
No, not Bandicoot. We're done with him. I don't know.
I'd heard rumors of like a Jack and Daxter reboot.
That'd be interesting. I mean, Naughty Dog probably wouldn't head it up, and that'd be the only question. When they put out the Sly collection, there was the Sly 4 teaser at the end of it. Maybe see something from that.
I just wonder if that's still under. Like being worked on, considering how poorly the Sly Collection did and how badly Heroes on the Move did.
Oh, you can't judge hair on the move, though. And Sly Collection 2 is just another game that came out.
I mean,
out.
If they put out two games in a row with Sly in it that didn't sell, like, is it worth it?
Well, everyone was in Heroes on the Move, and they keep putting out Ratchet and Clank games. We're getting, like, goddamn Ratchet and Clank all for one
game. Yeah, I mean, that series sells. Yeah. Sly Cooper, that series is good, but has that ever been any...
The Ratchet and Clank games have always sold better than the Sly games, but the Ratchet and Clank games are only, like, middling kind of sellers.
Yeah. I think if you give a new Sly game that's good... And, like, is focus like, cause that's the thing, right? How God of War obviously is going to hit. When you put out a God of War collection, everybody loves God of War. They want to play that. You talk about Metal Gear. You're talking about Touchstone franchises that people really, really dig. And even in its heyday, Sly Cooper was kind of like one of those that you either were like, oh, that's cool, I want to play that, or you didn't touch it at all.
It was, like, the super secret awesome platformer on the PlayStation
Exactly,
2,
right? Like, it didn't have, like, a runaway success.
About and shit.
Now you come out at E3 and you're like, hey, you saw the teaser, and here it is, and it's based on this awesome franchise nobody ever played, and then it looks really good. Maybe that's all I need.
You think we're going to see Insomniac's multi-platform game this year?
Probably. It's about time, right? I mean, what they've been working on Ratchet & Clank All for One, which is coming out, and they've been working on Resistance, which is coming out. So, yeah, it's probably time to pull the trigger on what's next.
Right.
Wow.
Ratchet & Clank All for One and Heroes on the Move. That confuses me.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's dangerous. Yeah. They're different games. Heroes in the Move was not good. Ratchet and Clank All for One doesn't have me thinking it's going to be that great, but it doesn't look terrible.
Oh, that was that preview. I remember that preview.
Yeah, that preview, right, where I asked the guy all the questions. Yeah.
Okay, what does Sony do with Move this year at the press conference?
Well, I mean, you figure when people talk about Move and liking it or being excited about it, they still talk about that Sorcery demo from last E3. So
I forgot about that.
Hey, everybody, here's
Very
Sorcery.
Likely they're going to show Sorcery.
Yeah. So show that.
But
and
I mean,
then...
is that an? I mean, like, how do they reorient the conversation about Move? Because it just seems like
how's Microsoft doing with Kinect?
How does Microsoft do with Kinect, or how are they doing?
How are they going to do it? The same question.
Okay,
Microsoft.
Nintendo show a shitload of Kinect.
Nintendo
stuff.
Released a sequel to Wii Sports Resort.
Yeah,
I could. It would be very likely if to see Microsoft and Sony have sequels to Sports Champions and Kinect Sports. Ugh.
I'm not making a face at you.
I'm just saying.
I just don't want to.
Sports 2, I think is a safe bet. And I mean, why not do Sports Champions? Because that was the only. I mean, to be fair,
I mean,
the
those
sales
games,
on that
those
was kind of
sell.
Skewed.
Those games,
considering
sell.
It was included with the fucking Move.
I'm just surprised that stuff didn't come out 6 months ago. I mean, what are they waiting for? Like that is tiny little games.
It's true.
I mean, developers didn't get Kinects until like a year before it came out. And the turnaround time on games is usually much
at least,
more than
in a perfect world. Sony ignores the Move. Says, here is we all right.
Is that
we,
where you're
we,
at?
We learned a lesson. Totally. I mean, it's not in a. That's a broad stroke. You know what I mean? Like there's a game that I played at a Judges Week that I can't write about or talk about yet, but I enjoyed it and I would like to play that and get trophies.
I have
and
no
have
idea
fun.
What game you're talking about.
Oh,
was this? Previously on another system,
right?
Yeah.
Can't talk about that yet. What?
No.
Why should that game be a secret?
Well,
let's tell the world right now.
No, Damon. It'll never help us again.
It was that second half. Second
but
glass of
even
beer.
That, it's not like a groundbreaking title. Like there's uses for it, but it shouldn't be a focus.
You know,
I don't
now
think
that you
all.
Mention it, that title actually would be something to make me interested.
Right? Like, and like it's in. You know, it's well done. The title,
which
I can't
is funny
tell you
because
about,
I actually
gentlemen.
I own that game.
It's dumb.
Me too.
We can't
talk
about.
Yeah.
Another Sony question: is the NGP really going to be called the Vita?
Yes.
It is.
Why
is that,
not?
Has that been confirmed?
How's it pronounced? No, is it Vita or Vita?
This it's Vita. I'll tell you why I think it's real. Because it's the perfect ad campaign. Hey, Mom, I'm going skateboarding. Don't forget your Pita. Well, I got my Vita, Mom. Well, I said your Pita. I got my Vita.
This is
PSP Vita.
Confused old
people.
Is this an explicit podcast?
Fuck
yes, it is.
That is the stupidest fucking name for...
Is it worse than the Wii?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
way.
I don't know. If it's worse than the Wii.
I think it is.
I thought the Wii was
but
terrible.
But getting
and the
used
Wii
to Wii
ended
is,
up,
is really difficult.
Ended up being phenomenally successful.
I mean, the Wii is a single syllable thing that they like had a cute little icon for it that they really sold the hell out of.
The eyes
and
bow.
They bow. They're Japanese.
That sounds like the PlayStation, like the low end PlayStation phone model that they put out and forget about like 3 weeks later.
It sounds like a.
Like it.
It sounds like a,
hey,
like
man,
a nutritional supplement.
Yeah, can I try? Can I try it? Sure. Wait, this was my Pita. I keep putting my Pita in my Vita in
the
wrong
that blows
pockets.
Me away is I spent time with the PlayStation with the NGP or the PlayStation Vita, and it's not a bad system. Like,
yeah.
It sells itself playing it.
I have not touched the NGP or VD yet, but I mean, everyone that has seems to really like it.
I think it's really cool for us. I don't think it's going to sell very well.
I agree 100% with that.
No, but that's because the time of dedicated handhelds is over.
Agreed.
Hear, hear.
Anyway.
Which is sad. That's sad for us, but...
Is it? I don't know.
I mean, for people that want that kind of experience.
What if they're in 3D?
Well, there is that.
I mean, clearly
yeah.
It's been demonstrated that the time for that is over, too.
Yeah. I want to talk about Nintendo now.
Maybe if they put out some games for it, they'll sell some systems. That's all they need to do.
Mario, Zelda.
Sam, talk to me about the Nintendo press conference.
Starbucks.
Well, I would tell you about the Nintendo press conference, except 50% of my knowledge of it just went down today when they announced all the the 3DS store stuff.
Mm.
Which is, you know, I thought all that stuff was going to come at the conference. So if they're spilling the beans on stuff like that today.
But is that like,
they're going to focus on Cafe.
At the conference, they have the attention of like mainstream media outlets like USA Today.
Yeah, they'll go back to it. They'll talk about it a little bit.
And those outlets don't care about the store on the 3DS.
They must have announced
that stuff today. Well, the store stuff was pretty significant today. I mean,
that was so bad.
Really? I think that Pokemon app is going to sell some systems.
Well, Time the fuck out. It's Game Scoop. Give me the scoop on this shit. I was out of the office all afternoon. Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Greg does not know.
Greg, have you ever played a little game called Excitebike?
Yes.
How would you like that for free?
No. I got my identity hacked a little while ago. I got a whole bunch of free shit coming.
Greg, let me ask you this. Have you ever played Super Mario Land for Game Boy? How would you like that for
$3.99?
Oh, my God. In black and white.
Hey, wow. you can toggle between yellow and black and black and white.
They have Super Mario
Black
World.
And yellow, black and yellow.
It has like an emulatable color mode.
What, yellow and green?
Yeah, whatever. It's that mucus
color.
Lemon
line.
Yeah.
Mucus
it's
color.
A vintage
if you ever have
mucus
come
glow.
Out of your face that looks like the ink on the Game Boy screen, see fair, a fucking
no,
toss.
That's a very good game. It's a very good game.
Oh, it is a good game. And you're
it's
not going to.
It's a Mario game.
All right, so there's some free stuff and an overpriced
so
stuff.
So you're going to be able to buy.
The 3DS
that's not
store is going live on June 6th. Okay. That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
So far, you bought a 3DS. You did not have a store on it until now.
Mm-hmm. I'm not happy they're trying to go head-to-head with Infamous
here's,
coming up the next
here's
day.
Something that's cool about it. Everything that was available on DSiWare, like the store, is transferring over except for like 15 lame games and Earthworm Jim. So that's pretty significant. That means everything that you want to play on the DSi, because you didn't buy a DSi. Who
I'm
bought
a
DSi?
You
can buy a 3DS and play it.
You excluded Earthworm Jim from the games that are lame.
I'm just saying. I'm Earthworm Jim.
The new Earthworm Jim was so bad. It was really,
this
really
was
bad.
This is the classic
live arcade
game.
One.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the
one
arcade,
they remade.
It just didn't control well at all.
It looked good once again, though.
While I'm thinking of it, did they can Sonic the Hedgehog episode 2 after episode 1?
Yeah.
I was wondering about that. I thought that did well.
Yeah, Helen and I talked about that sometimes. It's just gone.
I didn't think it.
That's so weird.
I didn't like
it.
Well, the Wii
it
game was
well.
Much better. The one that you reviewed,
Sonic Colors
was that
amazing.
Was much better.
Which is good, because Sonic Colors is the direction they're going with the series instead of doing more episodes.
Yeah, the episodes are just...
Is Sonic Generations going to begin?
I mean, I played it. It's a little wonky. Like, did you play it?
I did not play it. No, not a big Sonic fan.
I'm not sure how I feel about the way it looked. I'm not sure if it looked weird because of the TVs we were playing on, which looked like shit.
I think it was the TVs. The TVs were terrible at that Sega event.
I cannot wait to tell people about a certain Kinect game.
I can't either.
Once again,
gotta wait till next week, right?
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't that
have
Kinect game
yet?
Announced tonight?
No. We're
even
talking
if it's
about,
announced,
we're talking about Sega.
Okay.
Here's a question.
You guys won't even be talking about Kinect next week. Project Cafe is what you'll be talking
here's
about.
Here's a question that the readers can now they're bopping to the Game Scoop. They're at the roller derbies. They're sitting on their iPhone. They can now check to see. This is a Thursday night we're recording. I don't know if I'm spoiling it, if I'm pulling the curtain back. Too fucking bad, Damon. Balls in your mouth.
Right? What? I don't want any balls in my mouth. That's fun.
I'm trying out new catchphrases.
I want to hear some of your soundboard. Quotes.
We'll hear it at the show.
Your
old
doctor
week.
Was the best. From last so,
like,
old
next week,
doctor.
Next week in the warm at like 10 o'clock, I'm sure.
Oh, no, yeah, you'll hear I wear the pants then.
Yeah.
The best ever living.
As opposed to
what
the
I'm
underwear
saying,
you're wearing now.
When you're embargoed for a game, as I currently am about UFC 12 or whatever it's called. I think it's UFC 12, right? UFC 12 embargo lifts tomorrow morning. Today, they announced UFC 12 and put out a press release with all the goddamn facts you'd want to know about UFC 12. Well, right. Well, fuck you. What the hell? I'm going to tell you that I played it, and I played one match, and okay, the controls were a little bit different, I guess. What the hell are you doing? Why
breaking embargoes left and right.
We do have to deal with a bunch of annoying stuff like that. In our jobs.
So
our
do I write about it?
So
do
hard.
I write
it's
about
rough.
It?
We have to wait.
Instead
to
of just posting the press release.
The press release is up on IGN.com right now.
Okay, so you don't need to write
and
about
sometimes
it.
I do a paragraph tomorrow where I say the controls were simplified a bit, and I still got my ass kicked by Jose from Electric Playground. Here's the press release. Thanks for nothing, THQ.
Sam.
What's up, Damien?
What's up, everybody? Tell me about Project Cafe. Give me all the scoops now.
We already have.
I don't want to wait until Tuesday.
You've already out scooped me on this. I'm sure in a previous podcast. But what do we know? We know a bunch of rumors. We don't know anything. We know some rumors that say that there's going to be a GameCube controller type frame for a touch screen. I mean that's what we're looking at. I mean if you can picture that, it sounds like a wonky, terrible controller.
Is the current rumor that it's multi-touch or only single touch?
There's no rumor about it's touch capacity. It has to be multi-touch.
We're going to be paying $100 for Nintendo controllers again.
It's going to come with the console.
Little. What do you mean again?
Here's the thing:
because fucking Wiimotes were $60 and then they added Motion Plus and a Wiimote became
$80.
That's why you keep buying.
I know
Wii
you're
Party.
A thrifty guy. I know you're a thrifty guy.
I'm not a thrifty guy.
Let me blow your mind here.
It's fucking genius that they said we're going to charge $200.
Guess what that controller can do? It can act as the receiver for Wii remotes. I don't think they're getting rid of the Wii remote. So if you want to sit around with the family, you can set that thing down and you can point Wii remotes at it.
Wait, guys, we're going to play Wii games. Let me put my controller in front of the television.
Exactly.
Question.
I like how you say bounds. Hey, I want to play Mario the way it was meant to be played. All right, I'm going to take this classic controller, take out the umbilical cord, stick it into this dick next to me, and let it sit there.
I don't know where the dicks came into that.
The Wiimote looks like a penis.
You know what else we know about the cafe? Is that
what penises have you been looking at?
I have a cubic penis.
Was it grown in like a jar or something?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a bonsai kitten?
Question. Yeah. Has Nintendo gone crazy?
Crazy with power and money.
Because
if they have gone crazy, then Sony will be going crazy 2 years after it.
I don't know
the exact same stuff.
Nintendo has been phenomenally successful with the Wii.
Yeah.
Are they now totally backtracking on that?
It
doesn't seem like they're not like putting out some like hardcore system, right? They're going wacky again. That's what they do.
They're trying
out of left field. A touch controller for.
It's going to have buttons,
but a super powerful system, mm-hmm. more it's, powerful than the 360 or the
PS3.
Well,
we're talking about contemporary tech, though. Not
I know, I'm
like
just
future
saying,
tech.
We're
not talking about contemporary tech. We're talking about 2 or 3 year old tech, but that's over five or six.
So he thinks
tech.
It's future. I think it's contemporary. You think it's past. Clearly, they're not going for some super technical, impressive thing.
The thing that confuses me about it is how directionless it feels compared to every other Nintendo release of the last 6 years.
But you're talking
years.
About specs. Who cares about specs?
No, I'm talking about goals.
Scalo scares. You take it up with Scalo.
I'm talking about goals. Like with the Wii, like they were very clear on how they wanted to disrupt everything.
Keep in mind that nobody's seen the system or we have no idea what it is.
I mean,
so this is
heard,
kind of speculation is ridiculous.
What all the
but if you want
so you don't want to talk about it, should we just move on?
No, I'm saying speculation about their direction. It's kind of weird to do right now
because
we don't know what
the public rumors about this that have been sort of confirmed to us through anonymous sources is that it's a screen designed to stream the game from the system to a fucking touchscreen that you're holding.
Well,
which is a really weird concept.
It's not to stream the game. It's to stream elements of the game. It's still going to be on a TV.
It's like when you used to plug your Game Boy Advance into the GameCube and you said, Tingle, do something, and then you said, why do I do this? This is worthless.
You're going to have a map screen in your hand. That's what it's going to be.
But that's not the Nintendo that released the Wii.
You're right. It's the DS. It's the exact same thing as the DS.
No, it's not even the Nintendo that released the DS because that was a radical shift.
No, I'm saying it is a DS. It's two screens. One's a touch screen. They're like trying to do this thing where like they can probably put games on both systems.
It's bizarre and not in the sort of exciting way that the Wii was. Like it's not.
Dude, I don't think the Wii was exciting. I think the Wii was like, what are they thinking? They're calling it the Wii? You have to shake your hand around?
Oh, you're fucking crazy.
No,
at the time it was pretty exciting.
Crazy.
As much energy.
I wanted another game.
As much energy as it sounds like they're going to put into the whole, we're more powerful than the 360 and the PS3. Look at this crazy touchscreen. It doesn't sound like the Nintendo that we've been sort of experiencing for the last 5 years. It sounds like a Nintendo that's scared.
No, it sounds like a Nintendo that got smart. They know my mom is not going to buy Wii 2. My mom has a Wii.
So that's it?
She plays bowling.
They had their fun and it's over?
Yeah, no, no, they're going to keep Wii going.
So what the fuck does that mean? That they realize that the casual audience isn't reliable, so now they're going to go right back to what they did before that didn't work for them?
No, they're going to do something crazy like we're talking about and not fuck it up like they
but
do
with
the Wii.
But this doesn't sound crazy in a way that's going to get people on board. It just sounds like them trying to throw some ideas together and try to make a quick buck. Like, to try to rush it out before everyone else does.
This is very strange, like, thinking, because, like, we don't know what effect anything's going to have on the public or anything. I mean, who knows? Maybe everybody wants a touchscreen in their hand in front of their TV. They haven't seen it yet.
If they want a touchscreen in their hand, they're going to buy a fucking iPad.
Oh, maybe. But, if they want an Xbox, they bought a Wii, what? You know? Like, who knows why people are buying Nintendo
interesting
systems.
About this is that Nintendo has not been first to market with a next-gen system. Since the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yep.
They were not first with the Super Nintendo, the Nintendo 64, the GameCube, or the Wii.
I mean, the Nintendo Entertainment System was at, like, that weird sort of moment
right.
after the video game crash.
Well, I'm saying is, but now it looks like Nintendo's going to be first out of the gate with the next-gen system this time.
They're always first out of the gate with their portables.
But for home
because
consoles.
Because they don't have competitors.
This just seems like...
For a brief period, they will have the most powerful system on the market,
too. This seems
too,
like they're going to get Dreamcast.
That hasn't happened in a long time.
Like, this just seems like the same recipe that led to the Dreamcast and then problems.
But they're not in the same place as Sega with two shitty systems.
They're not financially devastated the way that Sega was, although they are having some problems right now because the 3DS launch was pretty underwhelming. Yeah. And the Wii sales have fallen through the floor.
Yeah, their mountain of money hasn't grown, but it's still
the thing is, like,
money.
Everyone has a Wii. Like, they max it out, right?
They
will still sell the balance board to grandma and grandpa.
They have an enormous mountain of money, but they had lost an enormous amount of money in the last financial quarter. So
I don't care about Nintendo's money. I'm telling you, when we see those games in like Super HD for Wii, they're going to look better than everything else.
Like I said,
that's a big deal.
I would love to play a Zelda game in HD.
Let me tell you, you know what you're going to get? Ocarina of Time, Master Quest HD.
Before we get to listener mail, Jordan Bolt.
But Halo HD will be amazing. Let's just get that out of the way.
I'm not a big Halo fan myself. So
I am a big Halo fan. I'm nervous about the rumored studio working on it because they're totally.
How about if two studios made it beforehand, and then the fourth studio that did it got it right? You know, because then
awful.
It would be
you just blew my mind again.
It would have four releases.
I just
and
reassembled
that
my
fourth
mind.
Release would be worse than the second and third.
Sam, that sounds awful.
Greg, you remember Jordan Bolt?
I do. He is made of electricity and can phase through walls. I disrespected him at a PAX.
He's Kitty Pride
Electro. He phased back through the wall, yeah.
He has a couple of Steam codes for a cool indie game called Capsized, which he says is a beautiful 2D platformer that focuses on action exploration, has a certain Super Metroid vibe to it. IGN reviewed the game, gave it an 8.5.
That sounds like a lot of indie games.
We give every game an 8.5, though.
Well,
it's true.
We do have
a lot of games
standards.
Get 8.5s to see. Anyway, so Jordan Bolt wants to share the Steam code for Capsize with you listeners right now. I have two. I'll read one right now. I'll give one on OA on my IGN or something. But here's one of them. Ready? YQRJW7MIM0LMK5W. Whoever gets that code, make sure you send good vibes to Jordan Bolt.
Or he'll come zap you through the phone.
Redeemed.
Like that gremlin in Gremlins 2 that zapped all the gremlins to death.
Don't even bother.
Spoilers. Jeez.
Don't even bother typing it in. I redeemed it.
Greg, let's check in with the listeners.
Hey, listeners.
This is Brendan. He says...
Frazier?
Yeah. Brendan
Loved
Frazier.
You and bedazzled or whatever. Bedeviled. Whatever. He was terrible, Brendan.
I think
Frazier.
It was bedazzled.
But was it?
I think it was bedazzled, yeah.
Liz Hurley was hot as hell in that movie.
Elizabeth Hurley is just hot as hell in general. I'm a big fan of hers.
Hugh That's Grant picked up a point, prostitute.
Yes. On her. That's why I will never forgive Hugh Grant. He and I are not on speaking terms to this
now,
day.
Now, time out, Damon. We're not in that... We were never in that bedroom. Maybe she doesn't put out for Hugh Grant. Did you think of that?
Yeah.
What if you would have sold your soul to be with her and it turns out she doesn't like having sex?
That's true. You know, and a lot of sex writers will say,
God.
Oh, we're going to lights turn off.
Okay, let's be fair. He was absolutely charming as the Prime Minister in Love, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
he was.
Adorable. This is true. Still, He chose a totally busted, nasty-ass hooker over
is that the
Elizabeth
case?
Hurley.
Really?
Yes.
She's really nasty?
Yeah, she is not attractive.
Jeez.
Anyway, Brendan asks, this year, what do you think will be the best free game to come out this year?
Best free?
Uncharted 3, Gears of War 3.
You. There you go. Gotcha.
Mass Effect 3 is not in the running anymore.
No.
So what else?
Well, Arthur doesn't like games that have been remade.
Battlefield 3, Resistance 3.
I cannot believe they're releasing Battlefield 3.
Modern Warfare 3.
Same game over and over again. They always do that.
You have a good reader voice, game too.
That's the Nintendo thing. I cannot believe they released the same game over and over and over again.
They released a proper Battlefield game.
That's Nintendo's people claiming, accusing who of doing that?
Of Nintendo, of releasing the same game over and over
again. Yeah, that's what they do.
You know it was a Nintendo voice because
I mean, that is,
it kind of sounded like an evil toadstool.
I'm so excited about Battlefield. I can't believe they made Battlefield 50 times before.
There hasn't been a proper Battlefield sequel in like 7
What about
years.
That one that was last summer?
Which was a...
What do you mean last summer? There's not a Battlefield game released last summer.
Yeah, there was the 1944 or whatever.
1943 was a live arcade game that never came to
that
PC.
That was like two years ago.
That was a good game.
It was good. I'm good.
All right,
game
then we agree.
Anyway.
So, sir, there has been a Battlefield game in the last 7 years.
Yes, in the last 7 years.
Okay.
I think the best three game this year will be Uncharted 3.
I think the best game here will be Mario and Sonic the Olympic Games in London. 3.
Is that really the thing? Yeah.
I don't really think that.
I mean, I'm looking forward to Gears of War 3.
I'm going to go Uncharted.
I'm looking forward to Uncharted myself.
I mean, I'm also looking forward to playing Uncharted, but
obviously, yeah.
After spending 4 or 5 weeks playing the Gears of War 3 beta and how good the multiplayer is combined with what I'm expecting of the campaign, I think that Gears is going to be pretty amazing.
Sam, Mario Galaxy 3 unveiled at the Nintendo press conference. Yes or no?
Definitely.
For Cafe?
Yes.
For Cafe or for Wii?
No, I don't think they'll do that. You know why? It's because Miyamoto said a couple weeks ago that the new 3DS game is a perfect mixture of Mario 64 and Mario Galaxy, so I don't think they're going to be pushing another Mario Galaxy
platformer. What the shit does that mean?
Well, it just means that you'll be playing the next 3D Mario platformer on your 3DS instead of on a big system.
I don't like that.
That's okay. The game looks good.
No, that's fine. What I always wanted was a Mario Galaxy I could play with, you know, traditional controls. That's what I always wanted.
It is an analog slider.
So you're just going to ignore the touchscreen in there, huh?
It's not like you're in your deathbed.
That's what I always wanted. He also says that the actual depth of the 3D is supposed to, like, help 3D platforming.
That doesn't mean shit to Damon.
I'm pretty skeptical on that.
That's true. This is Zachary...
I'm just trying to help you out, Damon.
Zachary Kuzmanic. What kind of name is that? What kind of name is that?
I believe it's... Milwaukee?
Hawaiian.
He says, I'm having serious trouble deciding between Dragon Age 1 or 2, Witcher 2, or Waiting for Skyrim.
You got problems than...
I really want to play a fantasy RPG because I'm loving Game of Thrones right now. However, I cannot decide which one is right for me.
If you are a masochist, Witcher 2 probably. That game is hard as hell.
Well, I was going to say, just forget about Dragon Age 1 and 2. Those games are bullshit, man.
Yeah, those games are bad.
Witcher 2, I really want to play, and... Very excited that now Witcher 2 360 was announced, and I will play that game.
Yeah. Unity is going to run well. Positive.
I do not know.
That shit is the fucking Ninja Gaiden of fantasy RPGs, so be prepared to die over and
it is
over
hardcore.
Again.
Guys, what about Lair? Can I get some love for Lair?
No love for Lair.
They patched the controls. Julian Eggermite.
Skyrim will be incredible, though. But I mean, like, really, you can't buy a game now and then buy Skyrim in November. Like, you only buy one game between now and November.
Maybe there's only so much plasma he can sell.
Maybe he's blowing his fantasy RPG load.
What about Fable? Fable 2.
Fable 2.
I never played Fable 2.
Farting on people.
Well, no, I like Fable 3, but I'm just saying, like, the general consensus is that Fable 2 is better.
I didn't think you liked Fable 3.
Well, I didn't like writing a guide for it. Yeah, I like to play this one.
People generally don't like Fable 3.
I've talked to a lot of people who really like it, but it is a divisive ass game.
It is.
I don't have a strong opinion on it. So
I have a
that's
copy
why it's
of
so divisive.
It sealed on my shelf that I've
wait for
played.
Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning.
Well, a lot of people have really good things to say about it.
I enjoyed it. I had fun with it.
When is that coming out?
Yeah, 2012 sometime.
Oh, okay.
When it comes to the realm of fantasy RPGs, I think Fable's pretty good.
We're podcasting in the dark, ladies and gentlemen.
You're podcasting in the absolute dark.
I'll go turn on the lights. Hold on.
You know where they are? Okay.
Who's doing that?
I think that it's just automatic, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, we're podcasting.
Guys, Arthur's
like,
getting really scared.
It's like 7 at night now.
Everyone knows that me and the dark don't get along.
Here is a question. I'm reading by the light of the laptop right now. This is from Dennis Williams. Mm. There we go.
D-Will.
Yeah. Dwill.
Dwilliams.
He says, hello. I was wondering if you and your podcast colleagues could shed some light on when, if ever, there will be PC keyboard and mouse control schemes available on consoles like PS3 and Xbox 360.
Never.
Old.
I understand it would give online gamers an unfair advantage, but in an industry where companies are attempting every control scheme known to man,
you know, brother,
one might gather that it would make sense to include an already established control scheme, which has many supporters. I would like to know what you and other members of the podcast think about this.
You'll never see it on an Xbox console. Microsoft wants to keep its PC and gaming stuff separate. Evidenced by games for Windows.
The PS3 supports keyboard.
And yeah, no one uses
keyboard,
it.
But no games use it?
Yeah, no games use
no games
it.
Use
and
it.
It won't read a mouse. It won't support a mouse, will it?
It will.
It will.
Yeah, it does.
But no one supports it.
Okay, no games.
Because the 360 doesn't do it, and they don't build it in.
There was like an add-on for the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. No, the people who do Frag FX, I believe, they do things.
No, there are devices that do this.
And they work terribly.
Yeah, they don't work so hot. What they're doing is they're just taking the analog controls and mapping them to like
and
a
the thing that people don't understand is that like analog sticks are designed with acceleration in mind and like varying degrees of movement.
Bounding boxes.
Yeah, it's...
But that doesn't mean a developer couldn't do it.
No.
It's just they don't. We'll never know why, Arthur.
Of all the complaints that people have
let's
about
just put
games,
this to rest.
Yeah, we'll never know why.
Keyboard and mouse controls on console games are not people's main complaint about them.
Plus, you play console games on your couch, right? Like, how are you like gonna use a keyboard and mouse like while you're like sitting on your couch?
Yeah, I can see the bedroom gamer has his monitor on his desk like we do at work, and it'd be nice. But...
Yeah.
I would think porn would have taught you this lesson already.
Tell me what lesson
get a keyboard
to be here?
And you cut a hole out in the middle of it.
Oh, Jesus.
You put it over your erection.
That would hurt.
And you watch which part?
But in your case, you're doing it wrong.
You're not pounding out the keyboard hole. You're cutting it out and then putting it over.
In your case, you don't cut a hole. You cut a square, right?
Yes, I do.
A slot.
They call me the old cuboid.
I don't think they do.
They will
this
now.
Is Tom Carbone commenting on it. Commenting on an email from last week where someone wrote in and said he wished there were video game theme parks.
Okay.
Tom Carbone
writes
in. Oh,
that was me. I wrote that in.
He writes in to say there was one. There was a Sega World in Sydney, Australia.
Oh.
He says, I was fortunate enough to go there on my 8th birthday. I had an awesome time.
Details touch you in an inappropriate
but
way.
It was also one of the scariest experiences of my life.
He did.
Was a ride. I can't remember the name, but it took you on a rail ride through a jungle tomb. Me and my little brother hopped on. Hopping to have an awesome time. Uh-huh. It was not to be. The ride was pitch black and was so fast, stuff would pop out every few seconds. The worst being a tiki mask with glowing red eyes saying, cool. You will not get out of line.
Sega!
You will not get out of line.
Sega! Sega!
That's what the park does. It just screams Sega at you.
By the end, me and my brother were bawling our eyes out.
You will not get out alive.
The park eventually shut down in 2000 because of lack of visitors.
Because of a haunted tiki man that roamed the grounds murdering children.
Then the mystery machine rolled up.
And was demolished in 2008.
That's too bad, because they could have built a new roller coaster on a used Dreamcast.
The place was huge. Can you imagine a huge Sega theme park?
Yeah, I can picture
that's
that.
That's
crazy. Especially when they mentioned the Tiki guys.
I mean, have you ever been to a GameWorks?
It's not a Sega theme park, I mean. Yeah, there are Sega machines in there. But
I mean, it's owned by Sega.
Yeah.
They owned by Sega?
There's
like Namco machines.
I seem to remember that there was a Nintendo.
Which is why Sega has their PAX party at GameWorks.
There was like a SeaWorld that Nintendo did.
A SeaWorld?
In Japan.
It was like it was, they had
it was
sea
like,
animals
It was
there?
Like a sea-type water park.
Were
that
the
Nintendo
Super Mario Brothers squids in there?
I don't know anything about it, but I read about it in Game Over.
Huh.
P.S. Although Greg does an awesome Australian accent, here's a pro tip. Don't move your top lip when you talk, and you've pretty much got it down. No, that wasn't
it. Really.
I didn't move any of my lips then.
I don't really get what he's saying. Don't move your top lip, and you're doing an Australian accent. How can you not move your top lip? I'm trying not to move.
Too late.
Oh, you kind of did it. You kind of heard it.
I'll work on that. We'll see if that works. Listeners can try this game at home.
How do you do a New Zealand accent?
I don't know what that means. Okay. This is about Carlos Morel. This is from Carlos Morel.
It's about him too, then.
Hello, GameScoop. I'm about to get a shiny new iPad
Ooh.
As a graduation present next week. I was wondering...
Now you don't need to get a cafe, according to Arthur.
What are the first games and comics The first games and comics I want to get for it. I already decided to get Comixology.
Yeah.
I asked for Greg's comic expertise on what series I should begin reading. I love comics and prefer new series like Walking Dead and Kick-Ass. While I like Marvel and DC Universe characters, it seems like a hassle to start reading them now. Is it a hassle to start reading Marvel and DC now?
DC Comics would say yes, and that's why they are rebooting the entire universe starting in August, where they all begins with number one.
So that's news. That's news.
That's all over the place.
Yeah. Have the old Wildstorm stuff on there.
Is it Jim Lee in charge?
Yeah, Jim Lee's in charge, and Wildstorm's in charge of most of the conversions.
Well, I don't mean like new Wildstorm stuff. It's stuff like Sleeper.
I don't think so, but I'm not 100% sure.
That's too bad.
Hey, guys, I just got an iPad, and I've been reading comics on
You have an iPad, too?
Yes.
Everybody has an iPad.
Yeah, I want it for Hack Day at IGN,
actually. Oh, there you go.
But I got a comic book reader called Bookman, and it's really cool. It's free. And you can drag and drop, like, comic book reader. I only read really old comics. That's the stuff I like. I like, you know, Golden Age stuff. Like
so
Steve Ditko, stuff like that. Like, not Golden Age, that's Silver Age, but,
Ditko,
you know.
Is silver.
Yeah, shut up, Arthur. I'm in the middle of something here.
Oh, my God.
Continue.
Anyway, it's free, and what you do is you take these files, and you can just drag them into an iTunes app, and then they just appear on this little bookshelf on your iPad. It's freaking amazing.
That's
cool. Are you dragging in, though?
Like PDFs or CBRs or any of that
stuff.
So
illegal copies of comics that he's downloaded from the
internet. The only stuff I've gotten so far is stuff I own. So I got a bunch of hate stuff to read at E3, and I have, like, all the hate stuff already. But it looks great. It's, like, on my little...
I completely understand the moral distinction you're making, by the way.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't really know what I'd get if I wanted to steal comics. But if you have any recommendations, I could look into it.
After the show.
Don't steal comics. Buy them. You're going to ruin the industry one day, Arthur.
But they look really good on the iPad. I will say that.
I don't have an iPad, so there's no point in me stealing
Buy
comics.
Little Depressed Boy. I like that comic a lot.
Niels Bross.
That's not a great name.
Says, I was wondering... Since you have quite a lot of All-American events, will you ever have any events in Europe? Because I live in Denmark and haven't really had the chance to participate in anything so far. Niels, get your ass to Gamescom in August.
Yes.
That's not in Denmark.
Like, are you going to throw an IG?
No, but it's in Europe.
It's the
I'm sorry?
Are you going to
throw an IG? Yeah, so we have a meet and greet in Cologne.
It's the third or fourth week of August, I think.
Germany. I will be there. Colin Moriarty will be there from Podcast Beyond.
That'll be an interesting one.
Charles Onyet will be there.
Oh, from Control Alt Tab Podcast.
Mr. Slime himself will be there.
Hey,
where the hell
which
did that name come from?
Yeah, what is that?
Mr. Slime?
Yeah.
He's a big Dragon Quest fan. He likes the slimes.
Oh, is he really?
And
he's pretty cute.
Mr. Slime.
Remember, listeners, there's a write-in campaign right now. We got Scott Lowe, the Scott Lowe Twitter name. Scott Lowe. We got Scott Lowe from IGN, that name, because he complained about it on one of the podcasts.
Actually, it's
you got it
Scott
from who?
Lowe.
No, you're not listening to the fucking story, Arthur. You're jumping ahead like you think you know everything, but you don't.
I just saw him on Twitter today.
No, it's
Continue.
Scott Lowe is just Scott Lowe now, and the whole reason he got it is because the guy who used to have the Scott Lowe Twitter name, everybody, all the IGN fans wrote into him and said, stop being a dick and give that to Scott Lowe.
Clements is trying to do that with Clements
That's what you're talking about?
Everybody needs to write into Mrs. Lime right now and tell her to give it up. Because Mrs. Lime is also Mr. Slime, if you read it the right way.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
So at Mrs. Lime or at Mr. Slime, you need to write and say, stop being a jerk. Give that
to C. Who is Mrs. Lime?
Some lady who doesn't tweet all that much. I think she might be dead. But
where does she live?
I don't remember. I'll look it up for you, okay?
Okay.
That'll make it more difficult.
If she's dead?
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Last,
to her grave.
Last email here. This is Hardy Kramer from Northern Canada. Since I've been a listener for a long time, even remember when I started. I'm a pilot in Northern Canada. What's the matter?
Mrs. Lime is E.W. Green. She lives in Houston, Texas. She says she's grateful to God and hasn't tweeted since April of 2009. She has two tweets. Wow, the Mavs beat the Spurs. Go figure. And then looking for anyone that is dealing with lymphemia.
What?
Oh, no.
You're laughing at her illness.
I did. I laughed at two tweets. You're right. I don't care, ladies and gentlemen. As I've always said, when Greg Miller gets sick and dies or just has a heart attack from eating chicken wings, you laugh your ass off. I'll be dead. I don't give a shit.
So what? You give it 2 years?
I hope to be dead by 40, yeah.
Yeah, hopes
to be dead.
I'm doing my best. Hedging my bets.
Anyway, Hardy Kramer, pilot from Northern Canada. He says he listens to GameScoop while he's flying around. Says it made me wonder if other listeners listen to the podcast at odd times. Now, we've asked before, and people have written in about their traditions for listening to GameScoop.
Was the eating the pickles.
Yeah,
in the
one
bathtub.
Guy buys a new jar of pickles and opens it up and eats pickles while he listens to GameScoop.
In the bathtub.
No, I think you're making that part up.
Does he light a candle?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I think he just opens a new jar of pickles.
Ladies and gentlemen, please send a photo of you eating the bathtub eating pickles.
That'd be delicious.
We need
and actually,
to find
let
this.
Me change anyway. It. Ladies, please send a photo of you eating
anyway, I just think it's time for another reminder on how people are listening to the podcast. If you have any interesting traditions and interesting listening methods. Remember, you can always reach us.
Wait, so this guy is a pilot that eats pickles on a plane?
No.
He's just a pilot.
Buying everything now.
You're getting your stories.
Yeah, he's just a pilot. He flies around northern Canada.
I'm just messing with you guys. Oh, Sam, you're a card. This mess with you guys.
When are you shaving your mustache?
Oh, my girlfriend won't actually, or my fiance won't actually let me.
Congratulations.
You were going to do it for your 30th, right?
Yes, which is on June 5th, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm terrified.
That's Sunday.
I know.
What are you doing for your birthday? You're going to be in LA for your birthday.
I'm going to be flying to LA on my 30th birthday to meet up with you guys.
All right, well, hopefully we can go out that night.
Yeah, I might be a little bit devastated from the weekend prior. I don't know.
You're going to have your birthday
planning
party tomorrow.
Have a killer hangover on that Sunday. I don't know.
That sounds like a great thing
to fly. I think there's going to be some kind of surprise involved. I'm not really sure what's going on
with
my girlfriend right now.
Listeners, remember, you can always reach us at gamescoop@IGN.com. We're about to bounce to L.A. to cover a little show called E3, and we hope you keep it locked to IGN for the whole show. We'll be, you know, we got the live stream going on all day, every day. We'll have previews of every single game.
About 7,000 of them Tuesday morning.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Damon.
Thank you for having
My name
me.
Is Damon. This is IGN GameScoop, and we're out.
Come get some. Beware, IGN GameScoop.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.